Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Always good to talk to you. And on a Monday, as we start the week, some of the headlines, Alan, from the New York Times this morning. Global WHO meeting could bring calls for China investigation. The U.S. and other nations may use today's World Health Organization meeting to place blame on China.
Well, you know, David, it's interesting because the blame game goes on. Obviously, this president is in terrible trouble. The economy is in the toilet. The head of the Fed, who he once liked and then hated and then was greatly disapproving of, went on television last night and said, we're in for it, and we're in for it for quite a while. So the economy, which really is a great predictor of how a president does in his reelection campaign, is in the tank. Then you see the president coming out and screaming at everybody, Obama was a terrible president. Obama won 2 terms, by the way, and would have won a third if he could have. So, of course, now everybody's looking for a way to blame someone for this mess that these countries are in, and China is right up there, and China knows it. They are very, very touchy about this subject. It came from China, we think. There is also some anecdotal evidence that it's been around for a while. We don't really know. But what's the difference? The problem now is to make sure it doesn't happen again, to investigate it so that if, for example, it did come out of a Chinese lab, which, you know, there really is no substantial evidence, and Mike Pompeo is backing off from that assertion, you really want to make sure that if people are fooling around with this kind of stuff, that there is every kind of ability to put a stop to that kind of thing. So, David, it is a blame game. It's going on. China is it for now. The president is blaming everyone, and I mean everyone, including his own people. The CDC is at war with the White House, apparently, according to the papers, and there's the science, and then there's the need for re-election on the president's part. With all of that said, with all of the malfeasance and the things that he does, he's pretty close in the election. There is always going to be this question of who is allowed to vote, because just a few percentages will mean the difference between winning and losing. So now people of color, one way or the other, are finding impediments in their way to the voting booth, whether it's that there aren't enough of them, or we can't vote by mail, or we can't vote by computer, because that would lead, quote, to corruption. Yeah, right. The corruption is making sure by the president and his people that people can't vote. And that is obvious that in this American electoral system, we have to keep a very close eye on all of that.
Meanwhile, coronavirus deaths have topped 90,000 in the U.S. Alan, 90,000 people have died. I saw a column over the weekend in the New York Times asking, where's the empathy from the top?
You know, David, I've been saying from the beginning that when you say 80,000, what does that mean? But when you say this name or that name or this person died, that's a whole different thing, because now we're dealing with people and we're dealing with names. We're dealing with human beings. So it is terribly important that we always remember that. This is truly a great catastrophe. I was looking this weekend and thinking and wrote a column about the wonderful Tanglewood, which is the heart of the Berkshires. It's always been there. And I've always said, David, again and again in columns, if you didn't have Tanglewood, you would have nothing. Well, Tanglewood is just announced, and our wonderful Mark Volpe, the CEO of the Boston Symphony, that there would be no Tanglewood this summer. Well, there'll be some virtual things. But in fact, the Tanglewood we knew, where everybody came to the Berkshires in order to go to Tanglewood. And it isn't only that. It's, for example, the wonderful Berkshire Theater Festival, which is now a conglomerate of the Colonial in Pittsfield and the Berkshire Theater Festival in Stockbridge. And it's now the Berkshire Theater Group. They're out too. The incredibly talented Kate McGuire, who has been on our air so much, has got to make the best of this that she possibly can. And Julianne Boyd, who runs the Barrington Stage, one of the most talented people around. She's done for the summer also, I think. So, you know, they may get a performance in, or they may try to do something virtual, but it will not be the same. This is something that no American thought they were going to experience. We all read about the Great Depression. I was born in 41. That left me, you know, behind it. But, you know, there were many people who really just suffered greatly. Now we are seeing this for ourselves.
Let's talk about watchdogs for a minute, connecting the dots. Now we see another watchdog, Inspector General, firing, putting Pompeo's use of funds under scrutiny. The New York Times, the Inspector General was said to have begun an inquiry into Mike Pompeo's possible misuse of a political appointee to perform tasks, including walking the dog.
Yeah, well, there are many things that Mike Pompeo is going to have to suffer for later on after this travesty is over, and his backing of this president blindly is probably at the top of that list. I wouldn't put walking the dog anywhere near the kind of things that these people are going to have to answer for, that's for sure. But the idea that you would fire an inspector general who is there precisely to look into all kinds of things that aren't right defeats the whole purpose of an inspector general. It's disgusting. And it is something we have seen again and again. We've read published accounts that Pompeo asked the president to fire the guy who was looking into him, and the president complied. Awful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you.
David, we thank you, too. You know, I know this is not easy for you or Heather, who works the board, or Lizzie, or Michael, who comes on next, and Zach, and all the people who have been giving their all to this radio station, as well as all the people who have voted with their pocketbooks and otherwise to support it.